this is where the aliens is at. They think the aliens is up. Them is down.
The aliens is in the sea.
The aliens are in the sea. Look at a crab in the face the next time you eating it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
We're going to come on down to Harry Denton's, the classiest nightclub in all of San Francisco.
We're at Harry Denton's.
There will be no dropping of the beat, young lady. Here we play smooth jazz and smooth jazz only. Got cocaine? Use our cocaine room. Glass straws available, spritzed and desanitized for your liking.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is a dear friend of mine and the co-host of this silly show, Kristen Joy. Only best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How are you? Thanks for joining us. Breaking news, not at all breaking. Ben Affleck and Bennifer is no longer, Chrissy. And I know you're very sad about this.
Yeah.
I know this rips the life from your cold, dead heart.
Yes,
I would normally
not.
Yes, I would normally not even mention Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, but I read a very interesting article where the people around them said that Jen and Ben almost immediately started having problems. Like as soon as they got married, it all started falling apart, and they stopped talking to each other and stopped hanging around and all this other stuff. Because Ben was surprised at all of the paparazzi attention that they were getting, and he was looking to live more of a quiet life.
Right.
Why did you marry Jennifer Lopez?
No.
She's never not going to be famous. Till the day that she dies, she will have paparazzi following her around.
Yeah.
And probably you too, Ben. It's just the way that it is. And I like Ben. I think he's a very nice guy. At least he seems like it. Actually, he doesn't seem like a nice guy. He seems like a guy, like just a normal dude, right? Trying to make his way through life, you know, getting sober, or dealing with his demons, like all of us. And I like Jen seems perfectly pleasant. I don't think she's Jenny from the block. Don't think she has been for a while. But I do believe that it's kind of foolish to think that you're not going to have paparazzi all around.
Yeah, I can't believe that would have been a major point that
no.
he was thinking was going to happen.
No. So silliness abound. Jen and Ben, what will we do? Chrissy, what will we do?
I don't know. I really am. I've been crying in my pillow.
I know you
night.
Have. Chrissy called me last night. She said, Bennifer, I can't take it. Bennifer's no longer. And I said, it's okay, Chrissy. We still have the Green Day concert to look forward to.
And then I perked right up.
And then Chrissy was like, thank God we have Green Day to look forward to. Love Green Day. Think they're great. I really do.
I think
a lot of their songs have just been transformative and great. And that kind of like post-grunge. I mean, they were really came along with grunge. But they were like, you know, punk rockers when punk rock wasn't all that popular at that moment. But I noticed that they're having some trouble selling concert tickets.
Oh, they are?
I think so. Because, you know, you get those Ticketmaster things on your Instagram and your TikToks and all that. You know, buy tickets now, buy tickets now, buy tickets now. And I always go to check and see how many tickets are actually being sold.
Yeah,
I do. I'm so fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly because I'm afraid of how few tickets we're going to sell to our own show.
I was just asking you.
So I'm like, is the live event, industry doing well or not doing well? Because there's mixed conversations going on right now. Some people saying that it's just a matter of how expensive everything is because everybody's out there trying to do live events post-pandemic. And then there's a lot of people who are saying, no, the industry is seeing a slump because things are so expensive and because everyone has shaken out all that need to go see concerts and spend money on this type of stuff. So they're being very particular about who they go see. And I just don't imagine that the Commercial Break is going to be at the top of anybody's list. I hope so. But
well, hopefully we're in that price point where it's not too cost prohibitive.
Yeah, there are some Frappuccinos at Starbucks that cost more money than it's going to cost to see us live. That's no joke.
Yeah, unless you get the dinner and the tickets package.
Yeah, the dinner
I
and the tickets.
They're offering
Well,
that.
Then it's two Frappuccinos. There you go.
Okay.
But it's like endless fish sticks or something. I don't know what it is. It's something. You'll enjoy it.
It was a half a wedge.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And a handheld something?
A handheld drink? Like a free styrofoam cup? I don't know.
I was asking Jeff. I'm like, what does the handheld mean? He's like, yeah, you know, I think it's things you can pick up easily.
Like a little handheld appetizer?
Yeah, mozzarella sticks, I don't
know. Chicken tenders?
Yeah, chicken tenders,
as I call it for the kids. You want some chicken tenders?
I like the fact that you get a half a wedge. First, I thought, well, half? Why half? But then I thought to myself, Chrissy, have you ever eaten a whole wedge?
No.
And no, I have not. There's, I would like a half.
There is no human that's actually taken down a whole wedge
a
salad.
A half sounds good.
Well, if you give me enough bacon and dressing to get through the entire wedge, but it never works that way.
Exactly.
There's enough to get through the very top leaf, and then you're done. And it's like, well, I don't want to eat just set lettuce. That's kind of boring.
That's so true.
It is true. I'm waiting for the chef that says, just gob it on there. Like 17, strips of bacon, lots of blue cheese dressing, lots of Roquefort crumbles, and then we'll give them enough to get through the whole salad.
I'm going to test this out. I think I'm going to start asking for half a wedge extra dressing.
Yes, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant that I love here in town that's been around for a
long
time.
I love a good wedge.
I do too. I just love a good wedge salad. But even at the restaurants where I worked, where we served wedge salads, there was no one ever finished them. Because that last quarter of a half a head of lettuce, the core, is there's no more dressing left. What are you going to do?
I know.
There's nothing to do. So if a chef was smart, you just chop up the lettuce, make it like a regular salad, and then throw enough dressing in there to spread the whole thing.
Well, I think that is a thing, but there's something satisfying about cutting through the wedge.
Yeah.
The wedge.
And you know it's all juicy and watery.
Yeah.
It's just basically water. That's all it is.
Exciting about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have a glass of water with some blue cheese and bacon. It's basically how I feel about it. But it is crisp and refreshing.
Uh-huh.
And you go, wow. Nothing like a summer afternoon when you're all schwitzing out there with your sweaty, nasty self, and you walk into a restaurant, nice air conditioning, and they have a wedge salad, and you go, oh, that sounds refreshing.
A nice
that fatty
wedge.
Bacon with creamy blue cheese dressing on it. Nothing says summer.
And a glass of Chianti Classico. That's a perfect lunch.
Yes, or the buttery taste of a Chardonnay, if you will, Chrissy.
Yes.
A Chardonnay. There's a Chardonnay out there with the name butter in it.
Yeah, there is.
And I can't remember the name of it. But
I think it's just butter.
It's just butter? Butter Chardonnay? Okay, all right.
I think it might be just butter.
It's something butter Chardonnay. And I'll tell you what. When I worked at that steak restaurant, we sold so many bottles of that, especially during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think there's something about the word butter in a Chardonnay that makes it sound like, that again, this is counterintuitive. You don't think of butter and summer, like light and refreshing goes together. Just like wedge with creamy blue cheese, extra Roquefort and bacon doesn't sound refreshing, but it is for some reason. It really is. And so there was a lot of butternut Chardonnay being sold. Butterbutt. Butterbutt Chardonnay. Ah, yes. Straight from the assholes of the grapes in California. So anyway, I was looking and it looks like there are a lot of tickets available
To
our show for the Green Day tickets. And I would have thought Atlanta would have been a stronghold for Green Day, but not. But then again, every third day, there is some kind of 90s revival band tour going on. The Smashing Pumpkins, Alive. I mean,
they're all banding together and doing their circuit.
Yeah, they're doing their circuit. And I think there's only so much that someone can regale us with the early 90s music that we're, I mean, I don't have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on these. And there's some of those bands that I just don't care if they got back together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Live, great album Throwing Copper. And for you young people, check it out. It's a band back from the 90s. Great album Throwing Copper. But I don't remember a single song that came after that. And I don't want to sit through, you know, all their new stuff to occasionally get a song from Throwing Copper. I just don't want to pay $100 to go do that. And then I forget who's touring with them. But then you got Blink 182. And then, you know, the people who were growing up in the 80s, you got Motley Crue, you got Guns N' Roses, you got Poison, you got Rat. I mean, Rat. Who was asking for the Rat reunion? Honestly, it just goes on and on and on. It's deep and deep and deep. There's so many fucking concerts. And especially when you live in a town like Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Every day there's another big name, you know, either revival act or current act, and it's too much. There's I remember
there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, like when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, It was like there would be months with no big concerts. Mm. That way, when you had the big concert, you had to go to it. You knew who it was. You were waiting for it. You were anticipating it. And
no, it was a whole other game back then anyways. There wasn't music on demand.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. There wasn't all of that. So,
yeah, I'm waiting for that Chappelle Roan to come in town, and then I'm going to go. Yeah, I'll get crazy. I'll go get front seats, front row tickets, and the meet and greet. And I'm going to get the extra Roan package. I'm going to get the Roan Dome package is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
She's really good, actually.
She
finding
is.
Finding myself liking, liking her shit.
Yeah,
I really am. You know, one of my kids is getting into Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
And so this is a real dilemma for me because Michael does have some really good music. I mean, the guy was a very talented musician. No matter what you think of his personal life, take him just as a musician, as a creative force. He was a creative force.
Separating the art from the person.
Separating the art from the person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes...
Which is hard to do.
Yeah, sometimes you get... It gets... The things that people say about them as a person gets so intense that it's hard to separate the music from the person, the creation from the person. And in this case, it is hard for me to do that. So my kids, for some reason, it was on some cartoon, there's some movie out there with a Michael Jackson song. And now my kids, one of them in particular, but a couple of them, they're really into Michael Jackson. And they're asking a lot of questions about Michael. Mainly, is it a boy or a girl? And I'm like, I don't, you know, it's kind, I don't know. Who's to say? I think it's a boy, right? And that's the question they keep asking repeatedly. Is it a boy or a girl? Because of the album covers. I don't think they know.
Oh, okay.
But they're so young that, you know, there's just like, they just have these stereotypes in their mind about what someone looks like. But, you know, what do I say, Chrissy? What do I say?
About is he a boy or a girl? Or
no, I mean about him as a, you know.
Oh, him as a person. I don't think you have to go too deep into it. But they're, I mean, if they're not asking the question, did he molest children, then you don't have to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I could say he's a fiddle diddler and never proven in court.
Yeah.
Never proven in court. But
it is. I can see your dilemma.
My dilemma is, you know, I don't know. I just feel.
Well, they're just too young to like delve into everything.
True.
As they get older, they can find out more about
shame
him
on
and
this
make
movie.
Their own. Yeah.
Shame on this movie for putting Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
for putting me in the hot seat and having to make a determination about whether I want my children listening to Michael Jackson or not. I'm like, how about some Huey Lewis in the news?
I mean, it's kind of, right? The thing is with Michael Jackson songs, I mean, they're so ingrained.
Oh, yeah.
So ingrained.
Oh, yeah.
In the fabric of everybody.
And listen, when you hear a song from Michael Jackson, you know, if you're at a party or a wedding or something like that, it's not like I stop and like protest the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, that's a good one. You know, Billie Jean comes on. I don't go, well, he was tickling that kid's anus one night while they were in pajama jams up in his room. You know, I don't do that. But at the same time, I don't know. It just feels, there's a little weirdness that goes on with there. You know what else is weird? Speaking of famous people who kind of had their personal life, may have sometimes overshadowed their creativity, was that Matthew Perry. Mm-hmm. Have you been reading about this? That is...
I've read up so far as to the ketamine queen being caught and all of that.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
Really crazy.
It is really insane. And now they're saying he was on quite the bender. Like this assistant has now, I guess some of this stuff is coming out of the police interview.
Mm-hmm.
This assistant is saying that he was on quite the bender. This has been going on.
The bender of ketamine?
The bender of ketamine and potentially other stuff. There were.
I guess I didn't realize that ketamine was addictive.
I think when you're an addict, anything that makes you feel different,
right?
Anything that gets you out of your current anxiety or headspace can be addictive. And if it feels physically good, anything can be addictive, right? I mean, it feels good to eat, and a lot of people are addicted to eat. It gives you endorphins or whatever. But Matthew Perry was in a really bad way, and it makes me very sad to think that even the people who were around them were just like this kind of scuzzy shitheads.
Yeah, you know? I saw that. One was like just like a drug dealer from the streets or something. And
this is a drug dealer from the streets. There's paramedic, like a paramedic who was like, you know,
exactly.
They were charging him $2,000 a vial.
What are the places that you go to when you're sick? And
Urgent care.
It was an urgent care doctor.
Oh, he's fucked.
Yeah.
He's going to jail for a long time. You can't be doing that, like selling shit out the back. And then he called another one of his doctor friends because he realized he was prescribing way too much ketamine. People were going to catch on. So he called another doctor and started, you know, having him write prescriptions and then fill in the vials and all this other shit. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying that drug dealing is the worst thing in the world. People have to make a living. There's lots of people that we know, famous and otherwise, that have at some point in their life been a trafficker of something that is legal, illegal, right? Like, if you're a weed dealer, I don't think you should go to, you're not going to go to hell. But when you're selling ketamine to someone who's not a trained medical professional, and you understand that there could be very dangerous consequences to that, do you stop for one fucking second and think, this guy just bought 100 vials of ketamine from me last week? Do I need to give him another 100 vials? And
I think if you're already selling on the black market, you're not thinking that.
As a doctor?
I think as you cross, if you first cross the threshold of going into something that's technically illegal, then yeah, you're probably just in it for the money, right?
No, I'm asking a question as a human being. So if you are a doctor,
oh, you mean just
like just a human being, not
it's
like
doing something wrong.
That's doing something wrong. Like, do you have no scruples? Do you have no morals? Do you question nothing at all? You just say, oh yeah, no problem. I'll give you another 100 vials, knowing that you just went through 100 vials in a week. In a week, dude, slow down. You're gonna kill yourself. Like, I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
Didn't
like,
D just keep delivering to
you? D delivered to me all the time, but I never asked him for 10 pounds of cocaine and then asked him for another 10 pounds of cocaine. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe I did a couple times, but listen. That's my... very few people die of cocaine.
Right.
I don't know. I just think to myself for a second, like, he's a doctor. He took a Hippocratic oath.
Yeah, the doctor
oath.
Part of it makes it worse.
That's crazy. It really is just to me, like, insane. Mm-hmm. You don't think for, you know who you're selling to because you've met him in person. You know who you're selling to. You know he's in a bad way. 3 weeks before his death, the assistant had seen him go into some kind of, like, convulsions or something and just froze up. He was like,
A seizure.
Yeah, like a seizure that was really scary. And the doctor saw him, like had to see him or whatever. And the doctor was like, you have to slow down. But here's another 10 vials of ketamine. Like, right. It's just insane to me. Don't fuck up while you're fucking up. Okay, Matthew wants to buy some ketamine. Okay, have him come into the office. Check him out. Take his blood pressure or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Do something. It's just crazy. And it's not that I have some super affinity to Matthew Perry. I don't. I saw Friends like everybody else. Congratulations. Great show. But when you know someone is in a terrible, terrible way, like, is the $2,000 extra really going to change your life? You're already an urgent care doctor. You probably make a pretty good living for yourself. Just.
Yeah. Just, I don't think so. I mean.
Oh, man, Chrissy.
Somebody really with just no conscience.
No, none whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that because he texted the ketamine queen or whatever. How much will this moron pay?
Yeah.
How much will this moron pay? I hope that doctor goes to jail for a long time. I really do.
I do too.
Because usually I'm not one for the war on drugs. I think it's just a silly, dumb, stupid thing. But this is a clear-cut case of no conscience and just willing to do anything for the next buck, despite how anybody may be affected. And that part to me, I guess, is the part that feels sad. And I don't know. I wish he had just thought about it for a second, because then maybe
the other sad part of that is that if he didn't do it, somebody else probably would have.
Yeah, that's true.
He would have found somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I do know that too. But what am I talking about? Who fucking cares? At the end of the day, I mean, I like Matthew Perry, but I guess you're right. Maybe he was going to kill himself regardless. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop somebody from themselves.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Speaking of love and joy and happiness. It's Friday, and it's been a while since we have done a love connection video.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I really am. I love the love connection.
I love the love connection too. And, you know, we shook it out for a while. We had like, you know, 5-6 episodes on love connection in season number 3, I think it was, a couple in season number 4. And
what
then,
season are we in now?
I think we're in 20, season 32. I don't know. I don't know. Matthew Perry's doctor keeps on giving me ketamine. I'm not really sure. He says, no problem. We're on season 5.
That's what I thought.
So we're on season number 5. We're in year number 5 of this shit. No, year number 4 of this shit.
Year number 4.
We're in year number 4 of this. Season number 5. And so we kind of overdid it season three, even though I thought it was very funny every time we did it. Season four, I sprinkled them in. And then I don't think we've done one in season number five. Could be wrong, but I don't believe we've done one of these in a long time.
It's been a while.
Love Connection, the old dating show from the 80s and 90s. Chuck Woolery, what the fuck, Chuck? we've met so many great personalities on the love, watching these old Love Connection videos. Like
so many people that look way older than they actually are.
Oh, yeah. That's where we, Chrissy and I, determined that people aged really quickly back then, or were aging really slowly, one of the two. We met Brad Grundelskundel. Remember?
We did.
Brad Gunderson, that fucking douchebag. So I felt like it came up on my algorithm the other day, and I said, we got to do at least one. We got to do at least one in season
yeah,
five.
Yeah, we got to throw one in there.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll review a couple. I got two of them for you.
Whoa,
a couple.
Two
of,
and two?
Two and two. We're going to do two and two today. Let's review a couple of Love Connection videos. We'll be back.
Okay, you guys, I have an idea. Why don't we take a break? Gotcha. This is the break. And you already know when you hear my sexy voice, it's time to whip your phone out and follow us on Instagram or skip the ads at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCV Podcast. And of course, you know, if you want to get involved, you can always give us a call or text us at 212-433-3TCB. That is 212-433-3822. And guess what? I finally have information on TCB Live. So the links are in the show notes, but let me tell you right now, you can come see us at Dania Beach Improv on Tuesday, September 24th, or at the Funny Bone Orlando on Wednesday, September 25th. It's gonna be fab. So go buy your tickets and we'll see you in Florida.
All right, you know it, you love it, the Love Connection, and there may be some people listening to this show, I imagine a chunk of the audience listening to the show, who has no idea what the Love Connection is. Back before Flinder and Tinder and Lonely Fans Bumble, and all this Bumble, Stumble, and all this other shit that you're probably having a hard time finding love on, there were actual games on TV, like dating games on TV, where people would get connected. Now, here's the most amazing thing about this. We've said this a lot, so I'll be short about this. This Love Connection, Chuck Woolery, who's the host, would bring a man or a woman out on stage. Then they would have three choices to pick from. They'd have a couple videos that they would watch, and they'd choose who they wanted to go on a blind date with. Then they would give them their physical address, and they would go pick them up from that physical address. Can you imagine doing this in 2024?
No.
It would be liability central. So I'm just letting you know that this is so dated. I mean, it's so dated. And so is a lot of the language they use and all this other stuff. But we find it so funny. What the fuck, Chuck, was the very first video, Love Connection video that we did. And we're super excited now to bring you more Love Connection here on The Commercial Break. Let's start with, I don't know who we should start with here, Chrissy. I got two of them.
Oh, let's start with this guy. That guy looks interesting.
Yeah. Let's start with this guy. And there may, like, I also wanted to let you know, there oftentimes in the Love Connection, which are 30-minute episodes, they would do one full dating cycle, like a guy, a girl would come out, they would choose, then they would bring him on stage, they would talk about the date that they went through, and then they would decide whether or not they wanted to go on a second date. And then they would introduce you to the next person, but you'd have to wait until the following episode to hear about the date. So sometimes you kind of, it's like a little, you'll see the person and then they come back the next episode. This is, I think, is one of those. Oh, I should actually turn the volume on so we can hear it. Why not?
Started out by me giving her a phone call, and I guess I realized pretty quickly we weren't going to have anything in common.
Oh.
I mean, I like women who are deep, and she just didn't seem like a deep kind of person. She seemed more like the kind of, you know, woman who probably knows all the colors of lipstick but couldn't tell you who the vice president of the United States was.
Whoa! Oh, okay, we're getting right into it here.
He's,
I think it's the next video. He is coming out strong. So what we're seeing is a guy who is wearing a brown blazer with a Hawaiian shirt on under it. He's wearing what I'm sure is lipstick. And
I think he's got makeup on.
He's got makeup on, and his hair starts halfway back on his head.
He's got a half moon.
And it's curly. Yeah.
Well, what's your side of this phone conversation, Robin?
Well, I thought he had a monotone voice.
Yeah, I mean, what is she supposed to say? Like, I mean, she's not going to be like, but I loved him.
Yeah. He was so cute. I just thought he was the sweetest thing
so
from the moment.
Here she comes, guns blazing.
And he, by the way, Chuck asked him, what's your first impression of her? And he says, well, I like women that are deep. Is that your first impression? Did you have to wait a couple dates to get that? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Sounded very boring, and that's how he turned out to be.
Get him, girl.
So what happened? Okay.
She's kind of half living in San Francisco, half living in San Diego right now, and I'm in San Diego, so you'll have to ask her about that. But she suggested I come up to San Francisco for the weekend. You know, at least
San Francisco for the weekend, Chrissy.
I know.
Can you imagine?
Hey, you want to come up here for the weekend?
Yeah. Hey, I don't
know
you.
Stay at my place.
I don't like you. you're not very interesting. I find you boring. Would you like to come up for the weekend?
Yeah.
Stay at my house.
The trip will be interesting.
So you arrive at the airport, and is she there to meet you?
She's there to pick me up.
And what was your first impression of her?
I cannot imagine.
I cannot imagine.
Picking up somebody from the airport I just spoke with on the phone.
Imagine meeting someone on Bumble and then saying, come on down for the weekend.
Stay the weekend.
Of course, I have done this, but I can't imagine.
A little disappointed. In her video, you know, she looked cute, but she looked a little bit older in person than her real age. She did have a good body, though. I will give her credit for that.
Oh, do give her credit for the good body. What a chauvinistic pig.
Yeah.
She looked a little older. You all look a little bit older. I just got to let you know. What are you, 22? You look like you're 47.
Though I really do have to say, you know, it's a shame she doesn't work out a little less in her body and a little more in her mind.
What a dick.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to know my mind. You, I just...
You're stuck now for a grand weekend.
Yeah, I love the
San
women in
Francisco.
I love the women in the audience. They're going crazy. Wow, get him, girl!
Well, Robin, yeah. What did you think?
When I saw him? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he was so fine, and he was just gorgeous, the man of my dreams. Not...
Oh, snap. That was a bad burn back in early 1990.
Yes.
Yeah. that biting sarcasm. She told the video was ugly! Ah!
So here you are in the airport, and you're deciding to do what?
Well, she had already kind of planned out the whole date.
She had?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Really.
And step number
so
one
were you
was...
appreciative of that, or were you still kind of thinking, oh,
tell
I wish I was out with this...
Tell him who paid for your hotel, too.
What did you say?
I said, tell him who paid for your hotel.
Robin paid for the hotel. I will give her credit for that.
What do you mean?
Well, you're giving her credit for her body and for her credit
and
card.
For her, yeah, for
what
paying.
What in the fuck, dude? If you're going to come up there, you got to pay for your own hotel. Can you imagine? I don't understand.
At least there was a credit. Hotel involved, though, I have
oh, that's
to say.
True. You're right about that. Yeah. By the hour.
She paid for your hotel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me, just a minute. Why?
Oh, I just thought I wanted him to stay next to... We went to a nightclub called Harry Denton's, which is one of the classiest nightclubs in San Francisco, and there's a...
Oh, good old Harry Denton's. We're going to come on down to Harry Denton's, the classiest
drop
nightclub
the
in all of San Francisco.
We're at Harry Denton's.
There will be no dropping of the beat, young lady. Here we play smooth jazz and smooth jazz only. Got cocaine? Use our cocaine room. Glass straws available, spritzed and desanitized for your liking.
Tell attached to it.
Wait, Harry Denton's has a hotel attached to it? I want to go to Harry Denton's.
No.
Why don't we have Harry Denton's here? Is this kind of like in Panama City where Club La Vila was connected to the Holiday Inn? Yeah.
To it. I thought it would be a really nice experience. And
I mean, I can't believe that you weren't more than just giving her credit, that you weren't really impressed and appreciative of that.
No, I was appreciative, and I thought that was very nice.
You never said thank you.
What?
Where are the manners? Is everybody else out there who has kids teaching their children manners? I just want to know this because I beat it into my kids' heads. Please and thank you. Please and thank you. Open the door. Hold the door. Do the things. You know.
Yeah.
Thank you. When he called me from the hotel, he billed it to the room on my credit card.
I did not.
I probably did, but I didn't realize it. I also had some champagne and a Latin gay lover. I also billed that to your credit card.
Phone in the room. I did not ask to bill it to the credit card.
You used your credit card.
From the room?
Why didn't you? Yeah, your calling card. Don't you have one?
You told me to call you from the room the next morning.
Did I say to bill it to me?
Okay, now I think we're splitting hairs a little bit. You put the credit card down for the hotel room. It's going to get billed to the credit card.
Yeah.
Think about
Can you imagine going down? Yes, can you the calling card? Calling card.
You've got a calling card, don't you?
What am I, selling marijuana? On my pager? The calling card.
I just used the phone that was in the room. I'd be glad to pay you back for the phone call.
We're getting hostile now.
Yeah.
But what do you expect when you come out with guns blazing?
Yeah, you come out and you call someone not deep, they could work on their mind and they're not their body. And I mean, when you do that, you're setting yourself up for confrontation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I also understand this is a television show, and the reason probably why it was so popular is because people got to see the train wreck, like all the drama and all that stuff. But assume for a second that Chuck Woolery is gone, that, you know, what the fuck, Chuck is somewhere else. And if this is like real life and you're having this conversation with a friend of yours, you're trying to be somewhat considerate. Yeah, she's not my style. She's not my type. She's very nice. She paid for the hotel room. We had an okay time. Probably not a second date. Like, just be a little bit congenial.
You left and went straight to the straight to the hotel and then to the club.
No, we actually went out to dinner. She had picked the restaurant. She seemed fascinated by the fact that this restaurant had light fixtures that looked like breasts.
That was why you wanted to go there.
No, you suggested, girly.
You suggested. Don't you try to get this on me. You suggested the tits and the lamps. I wanted to see phallus, big penises. That's what I was interested in. I told you from the beginning, I wear lipstick, give good blowjob.
You told me it had light fixtures that looked like breasts, and you seemed to think that was a good idea, but the bottom line is the light fixtures didn't look like breasts, so it really doesn't matter.
The bottom line was the French onion soup was delicious.
And you were disappointed.
Sorry, Chuck.
So now, what happened after dinner? It was a beautiful restaurant, very good food.
Did you enjoy the food in the restaurant?
Oh, the food was good. You know, conversation went nowhere, we had nothing in common, but the food was good.
Thank God, I don't have anything in common with you.
I give.
Snap! People are going to church. Because she's standing up for herself. And you got to remember, this is like 1988 or 1999, and attitudes were completely different back then. Yeah. I love it. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened after dinner?
For some reason, she decided to take me to a wedding reception. I don't know. Maybe she felt like since we weren't going to go.
You
asked me if I wanted to go, and I was trying to be polite by saying yes.
If you wanted to see Treasure Island, we could stop by.
There's nothing on Treasure Island to see. It's a military base.
Why are you going to a wedding on a military base? Do you know the people?
Yeah.
And by the way, Brad Grundenberg also took his date to a wedding, too. Yeah.
You asked me to go to the wedding reception, and I tried to be polite by agreeing, but then you showed me off like an animal in a zoo, introducing me at each table as, "Hi, this is Kurt, my love connection date. Hi, this is Kurt, my love connection date."
Is this true?
What did you want her to say? What were you expecting? Hi, this is Kurt, my long-lost cousin. Hi, this is Kurt. We met on the, I don't know, on a chat line, 1-800-CHAT? I don't know.
Robin, I mean, you know, it was.
It's true. Part of it's true. I was not showing him off. I was making sure everyone knew that I didn't choose this guy.
I want audience shots.
I know.
I want to see people going
sometimes
crazy.
Sometimes they do show the audience.
Sometimes they do.
I gotta tell you something, Kurt. As unsophisticated or unintelligent as you think this woman is, she seems to have a razor edge to her mind to me. How did this date end?
She chose not to use it on the date. Well, we went to a bar.
Something must have been going right, though, at the same time for them to go, like, to the club or to the dinner, then the club, then the reception.
I mean, here's the question.
I mean, if I'm her, I'm like, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Well, it's 2024 when it's perfectly acceptable to ghost people. But here's the question. If you go out on a date, we actually had someone wrote in with this question. We'll have to do an Ask TCB soon. Someone actually wrote in with this question. If you go out on a date, it, like you're talking on the phone and you're connecting via DMs or IMs or whatever, you know, I don't even know what they call it anymore, messaging, whatever it is. And you connect a little bit. You've had a couple of interactions and you feel like it's time to meet somebody in person. Yeah. And you make a plan. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go to, I don't know, Six Flags, and then we're going to go out to dinner, and then we're going to go to this bar that my friend owns.
Six Flags.
Well, yeah, I'm pretending like we're 18. Okay, so and then you pick somebody up, and right off the get, you're not connecting like you were offline in real life. What do you do?
That's where I was trying to say. I wasn't saying ghost them. I would say I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Well, that's ghosting them. You're just making an excuse for it's not totally ghosting them. It's not like going to the bathroom and not showing back up and leaving Marlon with the bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's a really tough position to be in.
I'm not feeling well. I'm so sorry. Like, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. I say my vasectomy's acting up and I've got to go. That's what I say. I tell that to Astrid all the time. My vasectomy's acting up. I'll see you at home.
A very low-cut dress. She did ask me if she should wear a sexy dress. And I said yes, but this was really low cut. I would say inappropriately
it was
so.
Not low cut.
All the other people in the bar were very classily dressed. As she says, it was a classy bar. And so all the male eyes I noticed were on one place and it wasn't on, you know, her face.
It was a very.
Well, what are you complaining about, dude? She's wearing a low cut. You asked her to wear a sexy dress and then she wears a sexy dress and then you're worried about other people looking at her. That is the highest compliment anyone can pay to your date. If they're looking them up or down, male or female, which I get a lot. And Astrid gets irritated because walk into a room. I float on my silver starred penis into a room.
Heads turn.
Heads do turn, Chrissy, for all the right reasons. Let me tell you. Is that asshole does the commercial break? I can't believe he's at another PTA meeting. He shouldn't show his face in public.
Very classy dress. It was not low cut. It was just.
There was a lot hanging out there, Robin.
Oh, how did this date end?
Oh, well, you know, it was going nowhere. So, you know, the hotel was just.
No kidding.
The hotel was right next to the bar. So, you know, I went to bed and, you know, she came and picked me up and took me to the airport the next day. And that's really all there was.
Well, it also sounds like you're Mr. Fantastically Exciting. Like, you're not excited about anything that's going on. She takes you to the restaurant with tits. You're not exciting. She meets you at, you're talking to her on the phone. She's not
arranges
the deepest person
hotel,
in the world.
She arranges a hotel. Picks up from the airport.
You use her credit card to call somebody. I mean, you're not. There are some people on this earth, I think, that are not pleased with anything, no matter what it is. Like, there's not one good thing that he said about her in this entire thing, except for I will give her credit. She paid for my hotel room. That's not like an attribution of a human being. That's someone just being kind and saying, let me pay for it. I'll get it. Yeah. And, you know, by the way, in 1988, that's particularly forward. I think this woman sounds perfectly lovely.
She does.
I would find at least for me, and I think you're this way too, I find something interesting about almost everything that I do, right? And mainly for entertainment on the show, but I do. It's just the way my mind works.
Yeah.
Like, everything's funny or there's something interesting or someone has something interesting about them. This guy sounds like a miserable prick who, you know, needs to find someone that lives up to his terribly high standards.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little bit more.
What's that, Robin? Okay.
Well, if I have to describe Kurt, the one word I could not use would be gentleman. He was a slob. He threw away a yogurt container in my car. He stuffed it in between the door and the seat, and it got yogurt all
over
my car.
How did a yogurt container,
get
mixed into this whole thing?
And why are you choosing to eat yogurt in someone's car on a date?
I know.
What are you doing? Astrid does this all the time, but we've been married for a decade. What's going
on here?
Plus,
you're like on the go with 30 children.
Yeah,
of
that's
course.
True. Yeah.
You're going to, I mean, this is how I have no idea how. Yeah, hopefully, Chuck asks. Does he ask?
Kurt.
Where did the yogurt come from?
Where did the yogurt come from?
Because you don't just keep yogurt in your car.
No, you don't.
So it had to have been
Yeah, that's something you get at the Holiday Inn Express.
And taken.
Yeah, it's one of those go-gurts or something. I got a go-gurt. Mind if I eat it?
Well, Robin, I spent more than $200 on that trip. That's a lot more than you spent, so I wouldn't complain.
I had to get myself down there, too.
I got to get out of this.
get out. Pull the ripcord.
Chuck always pulls the ripcord. And that's why we said, what the fuck, Chuck? You don't ask any follow-up questions. You're the worst, Chuck. I mean, you're the best, but you're the worst. And you were the best, and now you're the worst. I mean, there's a whole thing going on with you. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Got to. Let's look and see the audience pick. This was a disaster. Oh. Boy, they thought you made the right choice. They like Robin.
Well, they were sure wrong, Chuck.
Well, Robin, gee, you've come all the way down here from San Francisco and spent more money. I certainly appreciate you coming on the show. You seem like a nice person to me.
Thank you. I had a great time. I loved it.
Sorry we didn't make a love connection for you.
Okay.
Sure like to see you under different circumstances,
but thank you.
Okay. And Kurt?
Yeah, get Robin another date. For God's sakes, Chuck, let's do something for Robin. She had to deal with Mr. Stodgy ass over here. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll do more love connection when we come back.
Hello, my fans. Brian and Chrissy's fans. Boy, have I got news for you. We are officially coming to Florida for TCB Live. That's right, you can come see Brian's bald head shining under the stage lights at Dania Beach Improv Tuesday, September 24th, and at the Funny Bone in Orlando on Wednesday, September 25th. If you can't make it to see us in person, text us or call us at 212-433-3TCB and leave us a little love note instead. As always, please, please, please follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Our content is shockingly good, so get after it. And you already know I put every single one of those links in the show notes. You're welcome.
All right, and we're back. We're having fun with Chuck Woolery here on the Love Connection. I've got another video for you. Let's check it out. And I'm going to skip through the video calibration here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this guy's a total asshole.
Driving. Well, you know, it's like women drivers. Now, I don't think all women are bad drivers, but some are. You'll be on the road, and you'll look over, and you'll look at a girl, and her head's bopping up and down, like, you know, the blinders on. No reason at all. They're
enjoying themselves in the car.
Just having some fun. You'd be riding down the road. You know what I'm saying, Chuck? And then someone will be smiling, you know? And you just want to grab them by the neck, smash their heads onto the steering wheel, chop them up, put them in a freezer, and bury them in your backyard. You know what I'm saying, Chuck?
Her car will be sticking out in the road. Some guy will come on, hit the car.
Oh, I see this all the time. I see this every day. Some bimbo's got a back end of a car sticking out. Some other dude hits it. She's smiling. He's bobbing.
Ticket. The girl walk away scot clean, but if she head wasn't bobbing up and down.
And she'll walk away scot clean. Obviously,
when
this
have you
happened.
Ever seen this?
Yeah, exactly.
Under
you're
what
not.
Circumstances are? What roads are you traveling? That's what I want to know.
You just stopped and watched the whole thing happen.
Oh my God, this guy's a douche.
But in all fairness, don't you think some men are like that as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So this, you're not.
They're usually gay, Chuck. Gay.
Completely.
But
biased.
No, I'm not completely biased. But
I'm mostly biased. I'm about 99%, Chuck.
20.
Yeah. Now you see a lot of women find you arrogant. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I have a lot.
Oh,
of,
I don't see why.
I can't imagine.
Confidence in myself and my abilities, and it's, you know, take it or leave it.
You know, you are what you are.
If they like it, then that's fine. If they walk away, then no, I don't take it personally.
Well, anyway, I'm going to show you the women of the Bob
Anderson. He's going to make some girl a happy woman.
I want to see how many divorces he's had since 1990.
Forget you're going to pick the woman that you think's best for him. Here we go. First, Sue Ann, she never kisses on a first date. She will kiss on a second date unless it's a lunch date. Now, she doesn't.
What? That's a very specific rule. I'll kiss on the second date, but not a lunch date. It's too early in the daytime.
Find paying when she goes out, and she thinks that some men talk too much. And here's an example of that, I guess.
They have to fill it up with unnecessary conversation. Like, there can't be silence. They're not comfortable with just not saying anything. Okay, we're having a good time.
Sounds like an episode of The Commercial Break.
You can just be quiet for a few minutes.
And next, Tina. Her favorite opening line is, "Hi, I'm Tina. How do you like me so far?" She says that
that's actually a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that.
the next time you're out.
The next parent-teacher conference.
Meets a lot of men at the gym, and unlike Sue Ann, Tina refuses to ever pay for a date, and here's why. Oh, yeah, mom, go ahead.
I
think it's important that a date pays for me. I mean, I could not imagine paying for a date simply because I think that shows that whether or not they're capable of providing for you 10 years down the line when you have 3 kids.
What? Wow. Okay. Just goes to show you, it's not all men that have backwards thinking.
Finally, Olinda moved here a month ago from Seattle. She claims that she won't date a man with a mustache or bad teeth. Now, she recently spotted a great-looking man at a club, and here's how she got his attention.
As he was making his way through this narrow...
How old did it say she was?
27.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. She looks like Chelsea Handler. How old is Chelsea Handler? In her 50s?
I think she is 50.
Chelsea looks great.
She looks amazing.
He was making his way through this narrow aisleway that I was sitting on. I just stuck my foot out and tripped him. And he didn't fall all the way down, but he stood up or he straightened himself out. And we all started talking, and we decided that was a really good way to meet guys. So I've tried it a few times.
And now that's led me to be on this dating show.
Yes.
It worked out so well.
And now I cause every third guy I meet to go to the emergency room with a broken skull.
Yeah.
All the way down, but he had a big knot on his shin. Okay, those are the three women Bob had to choose from. Time for you to vote. Make your choice now.
By the way, have you ever seen the movie The Incredibles, the Pixar movie, The Incredibles?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, this guy looks like the father from that.
He does.
He's got this huge chin. It's sticking way out.
Who would you say?
Three! I know what's best for everybody!
Hey, here's where it shows the audience, and they're choosing, like, they're picking the...
Yeah, on the old pick-a-meter that they have in front of them.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll meet the woman that Bob selected. Hear everything that happened on their date. 2 and 2. Be right back.
Oh, 2 and 2.
2 and 2.
I love that. That's simply the best thing ever.
It really is.
Yeah, there's commercials in here, so I'm just going to speed forward.
Oh, a commercial for a Ouija board.
A Ouija board, because, you know, I guess, and then a turkey cake. And then, have you been hurt? Lawyers, Medical Arts Training Center. Oh, Presto. What's Presto? Oh, I think this is just a commercial. Oh, Kmart. And then you can go to Walmart, Kids R Us. There's so many good commercials in the 80s.
All right, we're back. Bob's going to tell us who he picked.
Well, I chose Olinda.
Haven't seen each other since their date. We always hear both sides. Say hello to Olinda Brown.
Oh, they had a good date. He winkled at her.
Yeah,
he tinkled on her.
He gave the finger.
He gave the
finger tingle.
Twingly fingers. Yeah. Who does that? The twingly fingers. I do that to my children.
How are you? Hi,
Bob says hi. Make yourself at home back there, and Bob will start us off.
Well, I called Olinda up, spoke to her sister. Her sister was a little short with me, but... She was a little rude, but...
A little rude, but I punched her in the face when I got to the house, so I felt much better about everything.
I didn't even leave a message. I called back, and I left a message saying, hey, this is our love connection.
I didn't even leave a message, but I called back and left a message.
Did your sister form an impression about Bob? I mean, she tell you, I talked to this guy, and boy, was he...
Yes, she formed an impression. She called me up at work and said, Olinda, you have been chosen by the biggest jerk in history. She felt really sorry for me, Chuck.
Oh, did you agree with that?
Well, the first time I spoke to him, I already had this in my mind, and he got on the phone and he said, hey, hope you don't have any hang-ups, you know, get my drift. He's like doing all this stuff, and I just thought, oh my.
Hope you don't have any hang-ups, get my drift. God, that sounds like the kids today. Get skibble dibble.
God, so yes, I did have a really bad impression. Horrible. That was real depressed.
Well, phone is not your strong suit. We find that out, Bob. So now what happened?
Well, I went over. We decided to go skydiving.
Go skydiving?
Right.
Skydiving?
Yeah, first
on your
date.
First date. Wow. Pulling out the big balls there. Skydiving. That's skydiving. I mean, it's an adventurous first date.
Meet me at the airport.
Yeah. You want to get together? Meet me at the airport. No, not that one. The one in the field. With the 30-year-old plane. I'm going to jump out the back of it.
And now, have you ever done this before, Linda?
No, I never have at all.
So just a first date on Love Connection. Right. Great. Let's go. Right. I mean, that's kind of an... Yeah.
Chuck can't believe it. Yeah, I can't believe it either, too. And by the way, what do you talk about when you fear for your life? How are you getting to know somebody?
I assume he came to your place, did he? Mm-hmm. Did you form a different impression?
Yes, I was walking down the stairs and he had his back to me, and then he turned around and he described himself as, you know, in the worst way possibly, because he turned around and he looked great. He had big blue eyes and he was smiling like a nice, normal, happy guy. So I thought, okay, maybe this can work. And I
don't know what you're seeing. I'm seeing like mass murderer vibes from this guy. I don't know.
Looking forward to the skydiving, so my spirits went up.
And what did you think of her when you saw her?
Oh, she looked great. Pretty eyes, pretty hair.
Wait till you see her in a parachute.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so. Exactly what I was thinking, Chuck. Wait till I see her wrapped up in a parachute in my trunk.
You're going.
So we drove on out to the desert. That's where they do the skydiving.
Yeah.
And she, you know, the
you
whole
think
way
they
out,
do it over the ocean. They just give you a second chance.
Or over L.A. You know, but
so
I got
you
out.
You get to the airport, I guess.
Right. And, you know, you don't get there and jump right on the plane and jump out. There's a lot of time where you just sit and do nothing.
Oh.
So for like 3 hours.
Lucky you had a date.
Right. They had a...
Right. I'm having a hard time connecting on a human level with you, Chuck.
Pool out there. So we actually sat around the pool.
We
sat around the pool, and she took her shirt off, and...
Oh, hey now. All right, this is getting spicy. I like this.
Well, now you made it sound like she... made it sound like she took her shirt off and there's nothing underneath. Come on.
She had like a little top
on. Yeah, what a Linda. What? Taco Linda.
I had a top on, a tank top, and I had a sweater, a cardigan over it. And it was 110 degrees, so I was wearing shorts and I had this little tank top on and I took my cardigan off. Yeah.
It was little Chuck.
Let me describe it. Nipples hanging out everywhere. Oh, Chuck, if you could have seen it. Excuse me, Olinda, we're talking for a second. The men are talking. Oh, Chuck, I had a man Johnson the size of the desert sky.
Right. But
so you're sitting around the pool and...
And
there's nothing personal. I heard you cough back there, Olinda. He didn't mean you had a little top. He meant that the top was little.
Right, right.
There may be no good way out of this. You know what I mean. What?
Chuck's hair looks like the Wolfman.
I know. His hair is so done. It's sticking up a foot above his head.
Head of the sides.
I know. And it's got like this, I don't know, like this porcupine poof look to it in the back.
Who's sitting there in her back? Was to me, because you know I was wandering around, you know, trying to get into trouble.
Trying to see her top,
right? And so I saw her sitting there, and I walked over to her, and I put my hands on her back, and I just felt her just melt.
Yeah, well,
it felt so good. It was the best thing since my last murder, Chuck. You know what I'm saying?
This is a bizarre date. Let's break this down for a second. Okay, first of all, they meet on the Love Connection. Then he has a bad impression with the sister. Then comes, picks her up. They're going skydiving. They drive to the desert where there is a pool.
There's a pool.
Where,
at the airport.
Where she takes off her shirt. Then he's walking around trying to get into trouble. And then he decides to come over and give her a massage.
Yeah, he's trying to see underneath her tank top is probably what's happening. And then he goes and gives her a massage. Like, this is weird. I don't think this would fly in today's day and age, but you never know. I mean, you know, if you're really into somebody, I guess, maybe. Yeah.
Is this a correct assessment of what may have happened to Linda?
I think that's that arrogant thing coming out again, Chuck, because it was really nice. He came up behind me, gave me a little back massage, but I think I was melting because it was 115 degrees. Maybe a little bit.
So now let me ask you something. You guys you got a lot of time before you jump in the airplane. This is kind of like your father spanking you and saying, I'll wait a few hours and think about it.
What? Your father's speaking.
What are you talking about, Chuck? The producers are probably going crazy right now. They're like, Chuck, get out of it. Chuck, get out of this. Chuck.
Is he getting a little nervous about it? Are you nervous? Or is it your first jump?
My first jump.
Oh, yeah. So both of you.
We were really nervous. He was so nervous. He was running all around the place, because he couldn't sit still, and he was, you know, going into every building and trailer and jumping up and down. And
see, we I would think that in order to suggest this as a first date, you have done this.
I would think that if you were even thinking about skydiving, it's something you would do all on your big boy self.
Or with somebody you love or trust or whatever, your best friend.
Yes.
Not a first date.
No. I mean, I can't even believe she said yes.
No.
If I had never been skydiving, not with someone I didn't know. No, thanks. I mean, I did do it with someone I didn't know. I actually got on the back of someone I didn't know, or they got on the back of me, or however.
Well, right. But that was a tandem.
That was a tandem jump. But this is a little strange for a first date.
But it was a fun sort of nervous. So
okay.
It was good.
So now you get on the airplane.
Well, you get on the airplane, you go up to 12,000 feet, and you just jump out. You just jump out.
Great description. Thanks. You want to drag that out a little bit more? Give us a little bit more kind of contour. We get on a plane and get up there and just jump.
That's
great.
It.
Thanks,
that's
Chuck. Bye, everybody. Good night.
And it's awesome.
Seems like there should be more to it than that, doesn't it?
It's awesome. You're on the ground before you know it. You free fall for like 60 seconds and it's just over.
So you free fall for a whole minute.
Right. It's incredible.
Wow. How much does this cost to do this?
About $150 a person.
$150 a person. A little more than we gave you, isn't it? So now,
how much do they give them?
I don't know. There's a date budget.
Jeez, yeah.
It's not even $150.
Yeah, not even $150. It seems like not a lot of room for maneuvering there.
Is there any romance going on here before or after the jump?
Well, right before we jumped, I walked over to her and I kissed her and I wished her
luck.
Well,
it may have been your last kiss in life,
right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what?
And he wished her luck. Good luck. I hope I see you alive later.
Good luck. I hope you have life insurance for your parents. Good night.
I trusted my...
I was going to murder you, but I figured this is the better way to go.
Instructor, though.
Yeah. Well, your instructor has nothing to do with the chute opening.
No, you're absolutely,
So after the jump, everything's great, and you loved it.
Right.
But now, is it get any more romantic?
Well, we get down, and we decide to have a few drinks and just kind of get the nerves out of us. You know, our hands were shaking. It was like you're on five
dull
cups.
Dull those nerves with some, strong drink.
So we're inside, and, we're drinking, and it was still out at the jump site.
And,
what is this? Where is this? I wish I would have done my plane jump out of this place. They got a bar and a pool and hot chicks hanging around. Trailers you can jump in and out of. I don't know what's going on here. It's awesome.
And I give her a kiss, and she kisses me back. No hesitation whatsoever.
None.
She just leaned right into it.
He's telling the story, and she's like giving looks, like, not exactly how all this happened, Chuck.
And,
So how'd the date end?
Well, it was a long day, so I drove her up to her place, and, she got out of the car, and we kissed goodnight, and I said, see you on the show. You're a great gal, and I hope to see you again.
Good.
And that's
Sounds
about
like
it.
A great date. Real good day.
Great time.
I thought you were going to get shot down in flames, Bob. I swear I did.
Yeah, I thought so too. I could have swore also.
I'm surprised. I'm happy for you.
No,
let's take a look
and see
the audience. Right over here. Oh, they chose Linda.
Okay.
53%.
You think he'll ask her out on the second date? Of course he will.
So you want to ask her out, we'll help supplement your date.
Oh, Linda.
We're going to climb the face of Mount Everest for our second date.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, we're going scuba diving to the Titanic.
I'd like to go out again.
I'd love to.
Come on out, Linda.
Oh, it was a love connection.
All's well that ends well. Oh, she's very short.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't expect that.
So now, would you do this again?
I would do it again. I had such a great time.
You would.
I would.
Now let me ask you: after you did your skydive, because I've never done this. After you did your skydive, did you sit there and think, well, "Let's go up and do it again right now"?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you did.
I did, but he got sick.
Oh.
He did.
Oh, Macho Bob, yeah.
In person.
I'm sure. Thanks for coming on the show. We enjoyed having you.
Oh, you two lovebirds.
I wonder if you're still together.
I love it. I doubt it. Bob seemed like a real asshole. I don't think she's going to stay with him. I just don't. But who knows? You never know. Sometimes I try and find the follow-up on these people. Like, what are they doing now? There's people like Brad Grundberg, who wanted to be in entertainment in the first place.
Right.
So they're out there. They've done stuff. You know, he's a podcast. He's got a podcast. He had a podcast, whatever. And then there's people that are really hard to find. I will tell you that most of the people... Most of the Love Connection videos that you find are put up by the people themselves who went on.
Okay.
Like, this was my time at, you know, this is when I went on the Love Connection. But I guess that's how it works. Like, you know, I don't know that there's a lot of demand for the Love Connection on YouTube. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of views. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one guy who sometimes we use the clip of who's like, I do it all day long. You know what I'm talking about? That guy? He's got, there's millions of views on that. I like to think of ourselves as the reason why. That was a gem.
We'll tell ourselves.
That was a gem. That was our first. You never forget your first, kids.
That's right.
You never forget your first. All right. Chrissy and I are just a month, short month away from being in Dania Beach. Oh my God, Brian. Cannot get that right. I cannot. Dania Beach Improv on the 24th of September. We would love to see you there. Tickets available lots of different places. On the website of the Dania Beach Improv itself, there's a link in the show notes down below. You can find it on our website. You can go to Instagram, link in bio. Please go buy yourself some tickets. We would love to see you. If you do buy your tickets, let us know. 212-433-3822. That's 212-433-3TCB. We can't wait to see you there, and we can't wait to see you the very next night at the Orlando Funny Bone. At the Bone. We're going to be there, and you can also get your tickets in the same places I just mentioned. Don't buy from any scalpers. We're trying to charge thousands of dollars for the commercial break tickets. You can get them pretty cheap. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Oh, TCBpodcast.com. I forgot to mention the website. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.